All right, so we're looking at Extremistan and Mediocristan, the best takeaway from the Black Swan, and definitely one of the highest resolution ideas that Nassim brings out through the Inserto. It's such a great duality to sort of look through the world at. Nassim speaks a lot about the bias of systems, the failure of systems, the danger of systems. He also acknowledges that some of them are very good, but on the whole, we need to have a very cautious skepticism towards systems. And looking at the two prisons of Extremistan and Mediocristan really elucidates this for us. But before I get into it, I just want to draw people's attention towards my interview podcast that I have been going on for a while. And I'm not going to include a clip or anything like that. But if you wouldn't mind just looking in the description of this podcast app, very easy, just slide up the app right now, have a look, subscribe to this one, open up the other one, subscribe to that one. It does absolute wonders, because the hardest part of all this content creation stuff is actually discovery, it turns out. So I really hate, I feel like a shill asking people to do it, but if you wouldn't mind, that'd be amazing. But let's get into it. One of the points Nassim drives home hardest throughout the whole Inserto is that the problem with modernity is that we insist on squeezing reality into preordained systems and models rather than allowing our systems and models to ebb and flow with reality. This is actually the cornerstone of the Better for Crusty's metaphor, Book 3. The difference between these two lands, Mediocristan and Extremistan, highlights the winner-take-all nature of competitive domains above all else. That's really what it highlights most, at least for me, in my interpretation of it. We live in a series of competitive domains, and as long as there is differences between people, which, spoilers, there are, despite people insisting we're all the same, then these competitive domains within which we operate are going to create big winners and big losers. And those big winners and big losers are going to be people that accumulate most and then people that accumulate nothing. So this isn't a commentary on politics, morality, culture, no, nothing like that. Although those places are certainly the natural step to go when you're speaking about this, I urge you not to go there. I say this purely from an agnostic, apolitical perspective. It's not saying whether it's right, wrong, fair, unfair, whatever. I'm simply observing that our lives exist within multiple competitive domains all the time. Winner take all competitive domains. Work, school, society, money, power, jobs. All these domains involve a finite objective to achieve the top. All these domains involve a series of finite objectives that you need to achieve to then get to the top. There's a limited space. It's a scarcity problem. It's demand and supply. Competitive domains insist. They are written into. It's part of the coding of a competitive domain that there can only be so few at the top, and therefore the rest will be below. Coming at this agnostically, there is massive conversations that can be had over whether this is the right system we want, or whether we want to include these competitive domains and so forth. But the reality is that they exist, and we have to live life according to reality rather than a utopia. So, for example, at work, only so few people can be the boss. Money is scarce and accumulates to the top. It's easier to make money once you already have money, the Matthew principle. If you're looking for power, only so few people can have power. If everyone has power, then no one has power. So again, it's completely apolitical, agnostic look at things. I want to lay my own opinion on top of this, but for the sake of the podcast, I won't. Because then it becomes a debate about systems and beliefs rather than chat about Mediocristan versus Extremistan. We think we live in Mediocristan, when in reality, we live in Extremistan. So let's define the two of them. There's quite a lot of preamble that I've just put through, but I think hopefully you'll see as I explain these things why it is necessary. We think we live in Mediocristan, when in reality, we live in Extremistan. So here's the key difference between the two, and this is from the pen of Nassim himself. Mediocristan is thin-tailed and affects the individual without correlation to the collective. Extremistan, by definition, affects many people. Hence, Extremistan has a systematic effect that Mediocristan doesn't. Multiplicative risks, such as epidemics, are always from Extremistan. They may not be lethal, say the flu, but they remain from Extremistan. And also, I think it's worth quickly defining a difference between fat and thin-tailed events. And forgive me, I am going to describe this the best I can, but, you know, it's weird enough explaining a graph to someone in person, let alone through a podcast and no visual aid. But bear with me. Do you guys remember the Z scores from your high school math class, or a Bell distribution, or a Gaussian distribution, any of this sort of stuff? If you can picture it in your mind, a graph in the shape of a curved mountain. If the mountain is steep, so the sides are straighter, then most of the outcomes will fall within a distribution very close to the mean, because the mean is the very center of the mountain. And if you remember, the Z-score is then the standard deviation distribution away from a mean. And as a Gaussian distribution is set up, this is one of these systems that Nassim doesn't like. The majority of the outcomes fall around the mean, and it gives not enough credence to the power and effectiveness of the extreme outliers that exist in the tails. If the mountain is shallow, then the sides are more sloped, which means the distributions run farther away from the mean outliers. So when I refer to fat tail, it means the shallow mountain, and when I refer to thin tail, it refers to the tall mountain. And that's because those tail events are the outliers. They are the extremes, and they are the low probability events far away from the mean. The thin tail means there is no events falling far away from the mean. So, with that being said, as usual, these things are better understood through example. So here we go. I will include examples. What is Mediocristan? Mediocristan is the domain of higher predictability, thinner tails. This is the domain Nassim insists that we think we live in. Here is an example of a distribution from Mediocristan. Assume you round up 1,000 people randomly selected from the general population and have them stand next to each other in a stadium. Imagine the heaviest person you can think of and add him to that sample. Assuming he weighs 3 times the average, so say 200 to 300 kilograms, he will rarely represent more than a very small fraction of the total weight of the entire population. Okay? Barely a percentage point. And you can get even more aggressive with this example. If you picked the heaviest biologically human possible who isn't dead yet, and you can still call a human, let's just say 600 kilograms. I think there are people out there that weigh 500-600 kilograms. He would not represent more than, say, 0.6% of the total, a very negligible increase. Okay, so this is looking at the mean of 1,000 people standing in a stadium cannot be so affected by the biggest outlier. This is Mediocristan. This is the thin tail, right? The outlier event isn't so dramatic that it blows the mean out of the water. A 600 kilogram person is as big of an outlier as we're going to get. But as you can see within this domain, it isn't enough to blow the mean out of the water. And so this distribution is thin-tailed. The 600 kilogram man barely makes a difference to the mean. It's reliable, predictable, Mediocristan. Just to nail this point home, here is one more example from Mediocristan. One day of eating can neither make you fat nor thin. You can consume 20,000 calories. Fuck, you can consume 100,000 calories in one day, right? But this one day will barely influence the mean of calories eaten over the course of the year. The distribution is thin-tailed. No outlier event will shift the mean that considerably. Reliable, predictable, thin-tailed Mediocristan. The problem is we think we live in Mediocristan when in fact we live in Extremistan, all right? So what is Extremistan? Here's the first example. Consider the net worth of 1,000 people that you lined up in the stadium before, okay? Before they're in the stadium for their weight, now they're in the stadium for their wealth. Add to them the wealthiest person to be found on the planet. Jeff Bezos, or if they find him, Jack Ma. Assume that his net worth is close to $100 billion. With the total capital of all the others around him reaching barely a few million, how much of the total wealth would this one outlier represent? 99.9%? Yeah, pretty much. Basically, in Extremistan, in fat-tailed distributions, an outlier can obliterate the mean. It can destroy the system. This is the key takeaway. As soon as you understand what Mediocristan is and what Extremistan is and what Nassim's overall philosophy is, which is looking at the world and calling BS to its broken systems, this elucidates it so much. If the weight distribution was in Extremistan, we would need to have found someone who weighed about 50 million kilograms. Not possible. Not possible, Mediocristan. it is a domain of extremistan. Yet we look at the financial markets as if they are from the realm of mediocristan. And I will go to explain why in a bit. We think we live in mediocristan, but in fact we live in extremistan. We think we can map outliers into predictable and measurable risk possibilities. The truth is that in extremistan you cannot. In extremistan there are outliers who will make the rest of the distribution irrelevant. We think we live in the world of predictability and measurability, when in fact we live in a world of winner-take-all outcomes and black swans around every corner which can fundamentally shift the entire distribution. In mediocristan there are no significant black swans, but as we all know, in the reality we live in, there are black swans plenty floating around. A bloody meteor could wipe us all out tomorrow, you know? Pindic Kim Jong-un could let off a nuke and spell the end of millions of lives. COVID-19 could mutate into a 50% mortality rate. The entire world's banking systems could fail. Our web of interconnectedness could be severed at any moment. You could be in a car accident. You could meet the person of your dreams. These are all black swans from extremistan. But as I read out that list, I think we can agree that it's possible within the reality we live in. We live in extremistan. The problem is, according to our systems, we don't. According to our systems, we live in mediocristan. One outlier can completely and fundamentally change the entire distribution. So here's two more examples from extremistan. One involving financial markets and Black Monday of 1987, and then one of book publishing. First, let's look at book publishing. Suppose one randomly chooses 1,000 authors and adds up the total number of books they have sold. Now, add J.K. Rowling to the mix. Her book sales alone would vastly exceed the total of the other 1,000 authors. It's a winner-take-all domain. It's a domain of extremistan. Yet, it's reality. This happens. Take the Black Monday event of 1987. Now, this is a huge financial crash, just for those unaware. It was the single biggest drop in financial markets of history to that point. It was between 20 and 25% of all value was wiped, gone. Now, according to the Gaussian distribution and the systems that we were living under, people measured the likelihood of this event occurring to be about 20 standard deviations away from the mean. Now, this is just a classic example of you can't map and predict certain things, especially things that are from the domain of extremistan. You can't map it, but they tried mapping it and they said, well, it's 27 deviations away from the mean. Therefore, it's such a low likely outcome that we're not even going to, give it credence. And it turns out that if you were to run their model over a timeline, an event that occurs 20 standard deviations away from the mean is a once in a billion year event. Yet, it happened in the first 100 years of trading. So we live in extremistan. It was only such a surprise because we thought we lived in mediocristan. So I hope that was a little bit enlightening. I hope there was something interesting that you guys took away from that. And that's all I've got for now. Subscribe, pump your good juice into the algorithm. All right, ciao.